Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you know, we try to spotlight two entrepreneurs per show. Sometimes we get one, sometimes we get three, but mostly it's two. So for our first one today, we have a guy who, you know, he calls himself an accidental founder to 30 plus million users. He's the world's number one cloud accounting software for self-employed professionals. So listen up. It's the founder of FreshBooks, FreshBooks.com, Mike McDermott. Mike, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
So how do you become an accidental founder and then grow like that? Because I think everybody's, their ears are wide open because that's what we all dream about. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think the short answer is you solve your own problem. And so my story goes, I accidentally saved over an invoice. I was running a small design agency. So I was already a small business owner. And then I decided I just have to solve this problem because while I'd studied accounting and things in business school, I didn't want to use any of the software that was out there at the time. And so I ended up building my own and moving into my parents' basement for 3.5 years. And here we are.
Oh, my gosh. One of those stories. I love it. You know, and I think that moving into the parents' basement thing, it could be necessary because that means you were all in. You knew that it could take, that somebody had to have your back just in case. And you knew that your parents would probably be those people that would do that. But you were already a businessman. And that was like taking a couple of steps back. You had to kind of rethink life a little bit, didn't you? I mean, where were you? It was like, what, 2003? What were you doing? You know, give us a little more about Mike McDermott.
Well, so at that time I'd graduated, university, and I was finding my way building up this small design firm. We did a lot of web work for various people. And I was finding my way. And then, through a variety of events, it just made sense to move back in there. And it meant that we didn't have to worry about paying rent in an office. And when you think about it, people back then, I was starting a business, I need an office. So that was kind of the thought process.
Right,
these days,
right.
You can sit at home on Zoom and, run a company like I've been doing for the last year or so. So it's different times than it was back then in terms of people thinking you need an office. But it was great cover, low cost, and really helpful for just getting things on the way.
So fantastic. What is it like being the world's number one anything? I mean, it must be gratifying knowing where you've been and what you've had to endure.
Yeah, so it is. I want to just because of the audience, there are some large small business accounting software platforms out there. One of them in the States, people will know probably by name. We'd be number two in America. And we're just straight up small business accounting software. What makes us different is we sort of segment the market a little differently, those self-employed professionals. And that's where we carve out our number one placement. So I just want to hey, let's understand the marketing. I think that's important.
No, it's good.
But still, hey, number two in America for small business accounting software is a pretty good place to be also.
Yeah.
And so, it's been a long, long journey, almost two decades for me. And I think the thing people often ask, hey, what's the one thing and the turning point and give me the silver bullet. And, suffice to say that's not how it works, right? It's just been lots of little things in a sustained way over a long period of time.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to be here today. One of the, very successful businesses, you think about, the percentage of businesses that ever get here.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. FreshBooks.com. Mike McDermott is our guest and he has some good stories to tell, and he can hopefully help you and me on our journey because he specializes in us, entrepreneurs, self-employed professionals. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people that are self-employed. They really have to get it through their mind that you also must be a professional, and you have to think about it like that. You have to think about life. Just because you're out there you know, mowing yards one day, and the next day you've got three trucks and six or nine employees, and then 6 months later you go, oh my gosh, I've got 25 employees and 12 trucks, and I never really thought about, you know, my accounting software, and oh, I've been there. That's how I know this. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more with Mike McDermott. Stay with us. This one is a
lie. Sat around laughing to watch the last one die. Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
My guest today is Mike McDermott. He is the founder of FreshBooks, FreshBooks.com, the world's number one cloud accounting software for self-employed professionals. Now, it's funny. I was a young guy, and I had a thriving business, and all of a sudden, it became more thriving, and it was like I was not prepared for it. And actually, it took me getting married, and I was telling Mike in the commercial break, I've been married for 40 years now, and my wife is the CFO of our company. She does all this stuff. I make the money. She makes sure the money stays in the family, if you know what I mean, instead of all the toys that I want. Because, listen, when you start to get, a little do-re-mi, a little cabbage, you think, what do I want now? I was telling Mike, I just bought a new Jeep. I'm so happy. But I've waited a long time to get some of these fun toys of mine. But along the way, if it wasn't for my wife's wisdom in how to deal with accounting, and she now has an accountant that works for us part-time, and I have to go ask her, actually. I mean, I imagine she may even use FreshBooks. I should have asked her before I even did the show. But let's talk about that journey that people, young people, get started, or even, doesn't matter what age you are, you get started and all of a sudden you start growing because whatever you're doing, you love, and you're doing it out of an act of love, or you're good at it, or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, oy, here comes the IRS, or here comes a big bill from the IRS, or something you didn't think about, Mike. What do you think?
Well, I think it's sort of how it goes. Let me tell you how we see it happen all too often.
Okay.
And it's very natural. So in my experience, pretty much no one, except maybe accountants, go into business to do the books.
Right.
Like, that's just not why you start out. Right. You know, you think about a customer, you think about a product, and those are the things that get you motivated. And so let's say you've got a customer and you're like, hey, I can perform the service for you. And you engage them, you perform that service. All of a sudden you get to the end of your delivery and they're like, oh, send me an invoice. And people are often like, what? Oh, yeah, I guess I better do that. And so they go and they say, well, how do I do that? In a lot of cases, because of time pressure and they don't know what's going on, that'll turn into, like, these days, a Google Doc or a Word document. And they just get something written down and get it, to the client, and off we go. And they get paid because, chances are you're doing this to make money, and that's all good. The only problem is that is often, whether you know it or not, you have just created a process in your business. The next time you have a client, because you won't want to think about this again until the next time somebody asks you for an invoice, you'll do the same thing because it's faster and easier and you did it before and it brought you success. And all of a sudden you go on like that and your back office or your invoicing, it just gets really, really painful. And people tend to find us and go looking for us at FreshBooks. And once that pain sets in, it's like, who owes me money? Did I send them an invoice? Did I drop that stuff off at the bank? Like, oh, and trying to keep it all straight. And
right.
So that's generally when people go looking. And so, my advice is like, hey, take yourself seriously. Start out and get this stuff organized up front. We'll make it easier for you. You get reporting out of the box. Excel doesn't do that. And it's an investment. You were talking before around like, hey, kind of hinting at like, do you make investments in yourself? Do you work in the business? At like $15 a month to start off and have that stuff all set, and to make tax time, which will come way later, easier for you. It just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Or, you can do the roll your own thing and feel pain later. Your choice.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, when you have 10 million plus users, obviously you're doing something right with putting together a system and process for the self-employed professional that is much more professional when he's got his stuff in order, if you know what I'm saying. I use the word stuff. The other word I wanted to say was started with an S, but it's not allowed on radio. And you entrepreneurs know what I'm talking about. Because then you go to your boxes of stuff. And you're like, oh, I know I have that receipt somewhere. Oh, did I bill for that? I'll give you an example. We bought two doors for this plaza that I own. I have a plaza that has 28 units in it. And I wanted to buy two more identical doors, exterior doors, beautiful doors. And I called the place. They couldn't find anything on us. And evidently, they never even billed us for them. They put them on. They installed them. It was the whole thing. They never even sent us a bill, Mike. This is a professional business. Somehow it got lost. The invoice blew out when the guy opened the door or whatever. I never paid for it. And the guy said, you know what? Don't worry about it. We'll sell you some more doors. This time we'll do it better. Don't be that guy. We're going to come back and talk more with Mike McDermott. He is the founder of FreshBooks. You guys, seriously, if you're not doing it already, check it out, FreshBooks.com. Be a professional. Be a professional entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I love these entrepreneurs, these accidental founders, you know, out of frustration. You know, that's what an entrepreneur is. First, you have a problem, then an entrepreneur comes along and solves it. That's what Mike McDermott did. FreshBooks.com, the number one cloud accounting software for self-employed professionals, which is a wonderful thing with over 10 million users. Okay, so Mike, now comes the section of the show where we like to kind of make you the professor. But I guess before we get into that, to where you have like maybe three things of advice for the entrepreneur and how they can use your product even to make their lives better, could you talk a little bit about team building in a COVID world? Because this last, 2020 and the beginning of 2021, it ain't normal. Nothing's normal. Like I was saying to you in the commercial break, entrepreneurs are always learning. And here is a guy, listen, number one in the world at your thing. It's your, it's undisputable here, but you're still learning, like all of us entrepreneurs, right? So how do you build a team in a COVID environment?
No quick fixes for that one.
Right.
And, just to put things in context, for the listener here. So we're about 500 employees going on 1,000, as I say right now. We've got offices in 5 countries.
Wow.
And we actually, for most of our history, were in one office. And just before COVID added, 2, and now we're up to 5. And so to just give you a sense of, okay, what does team building look like in COVID? What can this person bring to that conversation? That's what we've been contending with. And so I think there's a few things to think about. One is that, people are pretty isolated, and at least in our case, we've been hiring a lot of people. And so that is, you have people who are joining your company who've never met a person in real life, who never been to your office.
Right.
So the things that worked well for us before COVID, one of the things we do is everyone spends their first month in customer service at our company. And so everybody gets a month of training, and we teach people about the company and the business model and all these kinds of things. But during COVID, for new starts, that onboarding is just critically, critically important to feel connected to the company, to get oriented, because the problem with this digital world is like nobody bumps into each other. You can't meet. It's really hard to build relationships, and it's hard to kind of see how a company operates. So we put a lot of work in up front. And then once you're up and running, or you think about the people who've been with you for years, I guess we've tried to place an emphasis on spending time together. So we've done a variety of events through the year where they're kind of open time, and we use like Zoom and things like that to make rooms of people that would meet each other and spend an hour together. We did a a day-long celebration of our company values, and we had like a magician come in at the beginning for an hour, and then we had a talent show with various people doing stuff. And so the point is, hey, I think you have to make time for fun still.
Right.
And for connection. And, you know, whether it's COVID or not, just working remotely and distributed, working extra hard on relationships is the key. And so I think that's just, you know, triple true in COVID, where you can't do the physical get-togethers at all.
All right. So I think that is a huge important, we'll call that number one, being an entrepreneur, is make sure you make time for fun along the path of all that hard work. Because we know there's going to be hard work. Can you give me two more bits of wisdom for the budding entrepreneurs before we go?
I keep coming back to two different things. I'll tell you about them. The first one is actually two things. So I just have this belief, and it's been proven out again and again, is you need two things in business, and frankly, I would say in life, to be successful. And that is to work with people of shared values.
Right.
So shared values and alignment.
Yeah.
So if you get the right people, and this is not to say we think the same, we talk the same, our skin color is the same, our politics is the same, but like there's an underlying foundation of values that we share. And so when we work together, you know, we know good times and bad, we respond and behave in certain ways. I think that is very important. And
I
if
love
you mix that.
That
with, is everyone clear on where we're going and why, you can do pretty much anything. So,
yeah.
So I think shared values and alignment would be thing number one. And then thing number two would be, a piece of advice I got when we were in my parents' basement getting this thing going, and it was like, hey, Mike, focus is a four-letter word. And this gentleman was a former executive and been to Harvard, all this stuff. And what he meant was, especially as an entrepreneur, you see opportunity in a lot of places, many directions your business can go, but you have to execute. And his point was, hey, if you don't focus, you will be stepping in a lot of four-letter words. And so focus, 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 which is like, hey, do less and just get it done and execute. So I think those two things, shared values and alignment and focus, 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 would be two things that just never, never get old. Oh, and maybe just a final thing at the risk of going over time is just hang in there.
Right.
Hopefully you love what you're doing. If you do, I believe it'll work out in time. So just stay hopeful.
There you go. And if you don't focus, by the way, back to the F word, you'll be saying a lot of F words and it won't be focus. All right, Mike. Good job. Congratulations. I understand you just stepped down as CEO and now just enjoying life. 20 years of, you know, overnight success, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I was a full-time executive. I was up till 1 a.m. this weekend working on something. So that's not common. But yeah, I'm sticking around still. There's just somebody better to do my job. So
I get it.
I'm letting them do that, which is a great thing.
Beautiful. Mike McDermott. He's the founder of FreshBooks. Thank you, Mike. Great advice.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. We'll be right back with Entrepreneur Spotlight number two. Stay with us.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So I have a number of friends who are, oh, I guess we can call them self-help gurus. And of course, then they have products and memberships and things that you can buy, even supplements. Well, our next guest, Ryan Allared, is the VP of marketing for a company called Digistore 24, D-I-G-I Store 24 online. And I spoke to him just briefly during the commercial break here. And so I want to start kind of all over with you, Ryan, because I think that as many folks out there that have, you know, coaching programs and you mentioned supplements, I have a friend who has a tremendous business in selling supplements, tremendous. And then I have another friend who, he has a membership program for how to be fit and lose weight. And I actually recently joined. But what you have to me is something that is like turnkey. And we've all heard turnkey. And we're like, yeah, sure. But this Digistore 24 is really turnkey for those people I'm talking about. And there's lots of us out there. Can I say that? But maybe you could talk about Digistore 24 and give us the most rudimentary explanation to start, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, first off, Alan, thank you so much for having me. So yeah, Digistore 24, it's really cool because what it does is it empowers all those entrepreneurs out there, all those coaches and gurus and people who have their supplements and, you know, those small businesses, really empowers it. And what it Digistore 24 does is allows that one person operation to make that first sale, that second sale, and really scale to a, you know, $100,000 a month to $1 million to, we have some people doing over $100 million a year, and we allow them to be a one man operation to do that. And how we do it is we have a platform, what we call it's a full service affiliate platform. And what that means is, say you're a weight loss guru, right? And you have a course, maybe it's a video course or a PDF, but you put it on the Digistore 24 platform, and on that platform, we have literally, we have affiliate managers, we have a whole team that scours the earth for what we call power affiliates, the biggest guys in the world looking to promote your offer. So once you're in our, what we call our marketplace, the affiliates can find your offer and promote it. But we go one, two, three steps farther. So what we also do is we're the merchant on record, which means we actually process all the payments. So you don't have to worry about setting up credit card payments with all these other companies and figuring this out. We handle it all. We also handle all customer service. So any returns or chargebacks or questions like that, we handle your basic customer service as well. And we also pay you and the affiliate out. So it's a third party. Everyone trusts everybody. It's good. You don't have to worry about paying affiliates. You don't have to worry about all this stuff. We make it simple.
So Digistore 24 is Germany's largest automated reseller and affiliate marketing platform. Why Germany? And of course, now you're bringing it here to the U.S., and it looks to me like the numbers are doing pretty good so far. Even in 2020, in a COVID environment, you guys kicked some butt, and you're on track to earn $350 million in this year, 2021. But talk about Germany. I mean, is that where it came from?
Yeah, so that's not where affiliate marketing came from. That's where our founder, Sven, lived. And he had this idea, and he found there are other affiliate platforms out there, and he just figured, he said, you know what? These platforms are either slow or the XYZ. There's some issues with all the platforms. He's like, there has to be a better way, and there wasn't. So he created, literally got with a couple friends and developers and figured it out, and over the past 10 years created this monster in Germany and all over Europe. And like I said, now bring it into the United States because pretty much out of necessity. Like, hey, he didn't have or feel the right answer was out there, so he created it himself. Mm. So it's pretty fantastic. And yeah, like I said, we just came to the United States recently over the past like about year and a half and started at zero. And like I said, our target is $350 million this year. Mm. So we're growing very quickly because, A, we have such a talented staff that knows what they're doing. They have such experience in our industry, and they're all aggressive and hungry, which is even better.
Commission-based, I take it. I mean, obviously, that's, you know, part of the whole thing, affiliate marketing.
Exactly, yeah. Everything's very heavily commission-based because we want to make sure that we incentivize the affiliates to promote your offer, because the higher we can pay out the affiliate, the more likely they are to send because they're going to make more money. Mm-hmm. But more money they make, the more often they promote your offer. More often, you more sales you make.
Right.
It's a big circle that just works.
I have a friend who is a one-man marching band, and I watch him with great amazement at how hard he works, how much energy he puts out. Every smile, every picture he posts, every photograph that may be a year old, trying to make sure that people know he's out there. And I think to myself, my God, this is the kind of back-end support that this particular man needs. And then I think, well, he's not the only guy. There's this woman here and that woman there and that guy over there. And I think to myself, the amount of manpower or human energy that goes into doing what you're describing here, it seems it seems impossible to do alone. And I know, I watch him. Okay, yes, he makes money. He's making money, this one friend. But every penny he makes, he has to, you know, bite on it and say, okay, I got to share this penny. And he's now making copper wire out of pennies because he's having to be so frugal, you know? And he's having to help this person out part-time over here and part-time over there. But what you have here with Digistore 24 is that back end, is that almost... It almost seems custom built for entrepreneurs that have a product or a service or a membership. I just think this is fantastic. All right, do me a favor. Hold on. We'll take a little break. Come back. Talk some more. I just think I've got to make a phone call during the commercial break and tell my friend Scott about this because this is brilliant. Don't go anywhere, Ryan. Ryan Allred, he is the VP of Marketing, Digistore24.com. Check it out while we're in the commercial break. This is an entrepreneur's dream come true. Stay with us.
Want to find out more about Entrepreneur Weekly? Visit us at entrepreneur.com.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands, well, just about everywhere. But the best place to go is immediately to entrepreneur.com. You can hear all types of podcasts and watch videos and read stories and perhaps find something like Digistore 24. Ryan Allred, he is the Vice President of Marketing. You know, as I'm thinking about this kind of COVID world we're living in, corporate America has shifted, and so many folks are at home twiddling their thumbs, actually thinking, God, what could I do? What kind of a side hustle could I do? So maybe starting an affiliate marketing program with Digistore 24, is that a possibility? And how does one get going at that side hustle, Ryan?
Absolutely. In fact, with corporate America offices closing, downsizing, corporate America is now in your living room. And people are spending more time at home on their computers, which naturally they're going to want to make that extra, even just $500,000 a month. Right? To a lot of people, that's life-changing. So how can you do that? Affiliate marketing is great because in the last segment, we talked about that offer owner who has that product, you know, and put that on Digistore. But on the flip side of that, what if you don't have a product, right? You're a hardworking nurse. You work, you know, 12 hours a week, or you're an admin person, you know, working your tail off. Whatever you are, like, there's that time. What you do is you go to Digistore 24 and you go to the marketplace, and it's simple as finding products or offers that relate to what you like. For example, if I like exercise, right? I'm really into exercise or even keto, right? Maybe I love keto.
Yeah.
I just go find products that are keto related, right? So all I have to do is if I have a Facebook wall or an Instagram or a Twitter or a TikTok, whatever your social media of choice is, guess what? All your friends and family already know what you're into. They already know you're a big keto person, right? For example.
Right.
So all you have to do, and I guarantee you, if you're passionate about something, you naturally already tell people about, oh, I just had the best, you know, recipe book, right? Let me share it with you.
Sure.
So we naturally already are affiliates because we naturally do word of mouth. All this is being strategic about it. So now, instead of telling your friends, oh, I tried keto, it's doing great for me, what you do is, I trade keto, it's doing great for me, here's what I used. And as your friends say, great, they click it, they buy it, you get a commission of that. You get a cut of that. Mm. And that's the most simple way to start. We get way more advanced from there. But that's just so simple that if you have a social media account and you have a Digistore 24 account and you have a passion, you can have a side hustle.
So it's so funny that you picked keto because I happen to be doing keto and I was 238 pounds. Today I'm 212. And like I said, I joined a membership with a friend of mine. I'll even tell you who it is. It's Fit to Fat to Fit. It's the guy that he gained like 75 pounds in 4 months, and then he's losing 75 pounds in 4 months. And so you go on the journey with him. It's like $29 a month, whatever. I thought, you know what? I like this guy. I like this guy. I know him. I like him. I want to support him. I can afford $29 a month for 3 or 4 months just to give it a try. Guess what? It worked. And then all of a sudden, I become a guru. Am I a keto guru? No. But in my mind, I know what works for me and my body, and people will ask me, what do you think, Alan? You know, should I do this or do that? And all of a sudden I find that I'm giving advice. I always say, hey, listen, this is what works for me. You got to talk to your doctor. But, you know, here's the thing you could do, and here's something I tried, and here is his book, the guy that I'm following. And then if I'm doing that, there's my side hustle you're talking about. I have a question for you. Does AI play into this at all with marketing? Because, I mean, you're the marketing guy over there at Digistore 24. Are you using any AI?
So we're not using AI right now. Well, explicitly AI. We do have very smart systems in the background working on Digistore 24 that, like, they automatically rank offers based off how well they convert or highest payout. So there is some level of that. But AI in the future, it's getting very smart. Like right now, I've been playing with some AI tools. I won't mention any names because I don't have an affiliate link for them, so I don't want to promote them yet. But so there's AI tools that literally will write sales copy for you, and it's scary how good it is. It's not perfect yet,
yeah, right?
But it's scary to see where even just 2 or 3 years from now it's going to be.
Yeah.
And there's also AI tools that once you're a more advanced affiliate marketer, things you can do where if you're sending emails out to your email list, the AI is going to be able to tell you what your email list is more likely to open and click and buy.
Yeah.
So it's getting very advanced, and it's going to play a very large part going in the future. And I always have my eye on it.
Well,
for sure.
It's funny because if you look at the value of your relationships, especially in a direct response industry, it's key. It's key. Those people that you have created relationships with along the way love and trust you. And then when you are now pushing a product that you are using and saying, hey, this has worked for me, or let's do this together. I just found this. Check this out. All of a sudden, you become an incredible influencer in this direct response world, whether you're a affiliate marketing person or whether you actually have the product. And I think that, you know, gosh, this is such a great thing. I can't wait to tell a number of my friends. Hold on, we're going to take one more break and give you one more segment talking about Digistore 24. This could be for you if you're an entrepreneur and you need that little side hustle, or if you're that entrepreneur that is working 20 hours a day trying to keep up. This is the back end you've been looking for. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, I get so many opportunities to interview entrepreneurs, people that have created widgets, products, supplements, memberships. And, you know, I love them all. I love the ingenuity. I love the entrepreneurial spirit. But this one, Digistore 24, this one is special. Ryan Allared is the VP of marketing there. And Ryan, thank you for being with us here today. I have to tell you, I have been watching for about, oh gosh, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Many of my friends that they have a widget, they have a product, they have a supplement, they have a coaching program that will change your life. The problem is, And I'm going to say it twice. The problem is they are worn out by the process that they have to go through to get each and every one of those customers. Worn out. The spirit is weak, and you can see it in them when they're doing their thing, their craft. And you know, if you know them well enough, these are friends. You know that they are literally, their spirit is weakened by the process. This, what you guys have created, really will give them that boost of energy back to be able to, you know, to be able to sell what they want, where their dream started, what they've created to help people. But they must first help themselves. So hats off to you guys for this platform. It's to me, it's wonderful. And I'm going to figure out a way to work with you on projects that I have, because I think this is brilliant. Let me ask you this in closing. What do you try to convey to folks that come to you at Digistore 24? I mean, to me, it's like there's got to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. And there's got to be a point where you say to them, all right, here's what you've got to know and you can never forget in your journey as an entrepreneur. Where does that start with you guys?
So first off, it starts with our employees. We do something really cool. So every employee we have, I empower them to be what I call the CEO of their position. Doesn't matter if you're entry level, if you're executive level, doesn't matter. Whatever your position is, be the CEO of it and master that, right? Because if they master that, they can help everybody else. So step one on our end is get the best employees possible. But step two is, what do we tell the entrepreneur that comes, right? So I was always told by a mentor of mine, said, why wait to make money? Right? That just resonated with me. Why wait to make money?
Yeah.
Two, don't do it alone. Don't try to do it alone. Use a platform like Digistore 24 to be your partner in this, right? Because if you have a partner in whatever you're doing, you're going to have less stress. You're going to have more success. You're going to have more revenue, more profits. So my biggest advice is don't try to do it alone. Just don't try to do it alone. Partner with someone you know or someone like Digistore, where bring your offer on to Digistore. We're going to take care of you. We're going to help you scale your business, because here's the crazy thing is we only make money and we only are successful if you are successful. If you are not successful, we are not successful. It's a relationship that is hand in hand and that we value and we know. That's why we have such amazing staff, and they're all the CEOs of their position, because they know how to help each and every vendor and affiliate that comes on board.
I love it, man. It's good, because at some point, what profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul in the process, or lose his quality mm-hmm. of life in the process? And my heart goes out to the entrepreneur that puts his heart and soul into his job, something that he loves or she loves so dearly, something they have to prove to the world or themselves. And they try to go it alone, and then they break down. And that's when hopefully they hear something like Digistore 24 and go, that's it. That's what I need. So right here, I think this is a great opportunity. Digistore24.com on the web. Do not go it alone. Your quality of life, your spouse, your children, it all matters. How much money can you have when you don't see a Brinks truck following the hearse to the cemetery? Don't go it alone. I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you, Ryan Allred, for being with us today. Let's continue this conversation.
Thank you.
Yep. That's it for me this week. There are solutions. You'll find them here. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.